Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Jessica Chotin with Turn the Page, and I'm doing a pop culture corner chapter, and I am here with
Damian McGee,
Will Smart,
Brian Wygand,
and they are all members of
I Love New York.
So when this airs, we are going to be past our program, which we're doing Bricks Rock, which is a two-day Lego fan festival. So would you guys like to give me an idea, first of all, what got you into this? What exactly is iLug New York?
iLug New York is a Lego user group. It's a group for adults 18 and older who are interested in Lego. There's about 40 members, give or take, and we meet up on the third Saturday of the month and share what we've built and just have fun building with Lego together and putting on displays at libraries such as the Syosset Library.
Yeah, putting on displays. I got involved with the club essentially after seeing a display that we have done in a museum in Connecticut. And it's the sort of thing that if I were 8, I would have gone nuts over. The sort of thing that I saw in the Lego Club magazine in the early 90s, where, oh, this is happening at Legoland in Europe, and you're never going to see it. So now that I have the opportunity to sort of make those displays, that's what gets me out to these meetings.
When you were a kid, you probably wanted to build a huge space layout or train layout or city layout as a kid. But you were one child. Now we're 40 adults, and we combine all of our Lego, and we put on what we feel is amazing displays.
Yeah, well, right. Each of us had our one bucket of bricks, and now each of us probably has just one basement of bricks. And
or a garage full of bricks.
And we just try and put on these fun fun displays that we would have loved when we were 8 and still do, I think.
Do you guys have a favorite display that you've put together?
Yeah. Right?
Well, my first display with the group was Moonbase, and I love it because that's exactly what I, as far as science fiction, that's exactly for me personally. But
well, that's the correct answer. It's Moonbase.
Yeah. Can't go
wrong with Moonbase. So Moonbase is this sort of collaborative standard that somebody came up with years and years ago on the internet. And when I was just getting back into the hobby, I was like, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could do that? And I started taking my, you know, whatever bricks I had when I got back into the hobby and building some Moonbase, and all of that was terrible. And so here I am with something like, 6 or 7 years later, and we can say we've built an award-winning Moonbase display, and bits and pieces of that are going to be at
Bricks Rock.
Bricks Rock.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So I know that you guys have displayed at, you were saying, museums?
Museums, libraries.
Village centers.
Yeah, village centers.
Comic-Con.
New York Comic-Con at the Javits Center.
Lego did invite us 1 year to Comic-Con, and that was quite an experience.
Comic-Con is something. Was that your first time at Comic-Con or just displaying at Comic-Con?
It was my first time at Comic-Con. I am first and foremost a Lego nerd, and then pop culture second. So that was a very different experience for me.
It's crowded.
It is crowded. It's loud. So we had to transport boy, we did like a 100 square foot layout, I think, in the basement of Comic-Con where they were doing the signatures in 2012. And we all sort of got, we got into Comic-Con for free. And when I say for free, it was a lot of work.
A lot of work, but we had a blast.
We had a blast doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'd ever do it again. We might do it again if they asked us, but
Lego was...
That was one of the last years that Lego had a real huge presence at Comic-Con.
So. I was there. I wasn't aware of the log, but I saw the display. I thought it was an actual Lego done by Lego.
Really impressive, right?
Yes. Oh yeah, we
fool lots of people like that.
No, I
highly enough of us to seek us out.
It was Lego. It was Star Wars. It was.
I mean, whatever. I actually saw it because I've been going to Comic-Con every year, and I would have thought it was the Lego company putting it on as well. I mean, it was amazing.
We regularly get asked what it's like to work for Lego, and that's a great conversation because it's like, oh well, if we ever find out, well you know. Yep. Yeah, we all have day jobs. This is just a hobby for us and a gigantic time and money sink.
Mm-hmm. But okay, so going off of that, what brought you guys to our doors to do a program?
It was my idea.
I just know you had done your previous things with your with the Psycon and the anime, so I knew there was people here that would understand what we do and get it, because I had approached other libraries closer to me that just didn't get it. I don't know how else to... They when I approached it, they were like, oh, well, we have a Lego program that we have kids build. I said, and I would explain and show them, and they still were just like, okay.
It is a lot of fun to find someone who's as excited about having one of these shows as we are about putting it together.
It's a good partnership already.
Yeah, that makes a big difference to us.
I think we did, the reason why I joined this was to do the collaborations, to do the shows, to know that there's like-minded people out there that like and enjoy do the same things that, you know, I enjoy, like any thing, you know.
I think that is actually why things like this definitely belong in a library, because libraries are a place where people can come together and share and explore with either like-minded people or introduce people to new things. And I mean, we are definitely changing spaces. You know, we'll always have books. Mm-hmm. But we are community centers in many ways, and we have to get out there and give the community what they want. And there was a point, I remember, where, hey, oh my gosh, you're going to have cassettes. What are you talking about? Movie cassettes in the library? That's crazy talk. And, you know, I mean, with each new technology, what do you mean you're getting... You know, video games for the library. Video games don't, but they do belong in the library.
All the way to a movie theater.
All the way, yes.
You know, the internet has changed lots of things. You can get, you know, some of you can get lots of book technical resources. You know, really easy to get on the internet. And I say technical resources, we look up how to build Lego on the internet, and that can be fun. There's something about seeing this stuff in person that you can't get when you watch it on YouTube or look at it on a screen. It's the detail that you don't catch. You know, when you're looking at somebody else's pictures, that other person is deciding what you see and what you focus on. Yeah. And it's a totally different experience than seeing it in person.
And there's also something to be said for making it an event where people mm-hmm. come together and look at the same thing, and maybe they see different parts of it, different ways.
Absolutely. So we do these displays, we do these shows. And usually when we're taking them apart, I will notice something new that I had not seen
The whole weekend, the show is on.
And that's a kind of a shared experience with all of us. Nobody ever takes it all in, so that's a lot of fun. And, you know, a lot of the time people haven't seen or played or touched with Lego since they were a youth.
That's always fun, too, to see people who just see it as that, to come and be like, oh, well, you can do this with it?
He had no idea.
That you can create this with it? Oh, you can, it's not just... That's the fun part, is actually talking, for me, was talking to people about, like, the adults talking and being like, oh, you can do this? And they're just them becoming probably like us again, all of a sudden, like, you know, that inner child kicks in and you just, well, I can make something. And
it's really interesting. I think in general I talk about fandoms a lot, and I mean, you know, going to Comic-Con, people are like, oh, look at these people dressing up, how crazy is that? But you know, things like sports fandoms, for instance, you know, you see somebody, exactly, somebody goes to tailgate and paints their face, and you know, nobody, they're just like, oh yeah, he's really into sports. I think, you know, this is just a different version of that. I mean, you know, back in the day it was, what are completely. You going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do with baseball? Oh, you know, you're going to do that when you're an adult. You can't do that forever. I mean, same thing with Legos, with comic books. It's just a different, you know, it's a different type of fandom.
Yeah, I think our culture has shifted significantly in the last, I don't know, 10, 20 years. For us, right, for as fans, the Lego Movie was sort of watershed, because you have Will Ferrell playing an adult that says, oh, these are the way I play with them, they're for adults, right? Mm-hmm. So we laughed a lot at that movie.
there was a lot to relate to.
The writers really knew what they were talking about in that movie, and it was kind of a lot of fun. Just to see, and people don't understand that people actually do that, right? That have basement setups like that.
I went over one of our former members' houses. He actually works for Lego now, and this gentleman's father was home. And when he introduced me to his dad, he said, "See, Dad, there are other adults out there that build with Lego. It's not just me." So
I had that same experience with my wife.
Oh, really?
Well, no, she knew, but like, meeting Brian and becoming, she was very encouraging. Yeah, but like, she now sees that there's a lot of, you know, other people that.
I think, and that goes for even, I mean, Dungeons and Dragons, you know, tabletop role playing. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you know, people are like, oh, you're not going to meet another adult who likes to do that. Well, guess what? It's huge. I mean, there's Gen Con, is a gaming con, and it brings thousands upon thousands of people to Indianapolis, and they're adults, and sometimes they're, you know, second generation, third generation going with their families, so why not Legos? Legos have been around since the 50s.
This year is their 60th anniversary.
60th. Oh, cool.
And it's like anything. It's like being a part of the group is nice, because you being around like many people, because not everyone sees, you know, the way you would. So to have other people that see or, you know, use, I don't know what to say. What
it's a kind of a great experience, because you meet a lot of people that have absolutely no problem spending all their free time and money playing with Lego, and then
building with Lego.
Oh, no, I play with it. What do you do?
I build.
Oh,
you
okay.
I do both.
I regularly if I have built a spaceship and it's really nice, you squish it around. That is a perfectly human reaction.
I did that the other day when my son was asleep and no one's home. I was swishing around a spaceship because I just finished it.
Yeah, no, that's a thing in the Lego community, right? So if you build a spaceship, the question that you get is, it swooshable? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun working with people that don't have the same, exactly the same interests, right? We have a bunch of people that will build ultra-realistic city and police cars and fire engines and some amazing stuff. And then people that build castle.
Mosaics.
The great ball contraption. Mm-hmm. So the trains. So there's an amazing variety of different stuff. And it's like art, right? It's like any art.
Yeah. That's how I explain to adults that don't understand. I said it's like drawing with pencil and paper, but instead of pencil and paper, you're using bricks.
And one thing I did not know until I started doing some research for this event was that Lego has, what is it, a universal standard that a Lego from the 50s will fit with the Legos from that were just manufactured yesterday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I have my Lego collection is part of it is from the 70s, I believe. Some leftovers from older sisters.
And it works with
the stuff that comes out today. Mm-hmm. And this stuff lasts forever. It really does.
Does not biodegrade.
So what would?
Because I knew you were from.
Yeah, so how exactly did you guys find out about the lug, about I Lug New York?
Brian should go first, because he was the first member here.
I'm Brian, founding member. One of the co-founders, Mike Bader, and I founded the lug together. I went to a Lego event at a Lego store in West Nyack to build a 6-foot-tall Lego pirate. I met him there. We talked, and then I started to meet people on the island, and... Like your mom tells you, never to talk to strangers. I did that all throughout my childhood, but as an adult, if I see...
It's called networking.
Yes, networking at the toy aisle.
Perfectly acceptable.
Perfectly acceptable adult thing to do.
Yep. If I see an adult in a Lego aisle without a child, I say, oh, I wonder if they're buying for themselves. And then I bumped into Damien at Toys R Us.
Yes, I was accosted at Toys R Us. I was browsing a set. I had someone come up from behind me and say, are you buying that for... the pieces, or are you buying the actual set? And I just did not at the time know how to answer that for that minute. And I said, well, I'm buying it for the pieces. And he mentioned that he was part of a club that does the collaborative builds and everything, and asked me if I'd be interested. And I said, you know, yes, and thought about it for a while and contacted him through email because he had the
gave you a business card.
Business card, yep. And yeah. From there, but
I think I found the website.
I
think I found the website. Right. So there's a giant Lego community online called Brickset, and it's kind of a set database, and they have forums. Mm-hmm. And I think I saw someone saying, "Oh, I'm from Long Island. I'm in a lug. Maybe I looked up your website," and then one Saturday drove out to Roosevelt Field Mall.
Roosevelt Field Mall. Yep.
Met with a bunch of other weirdos that play with Lego.
Yeah,
no,
I'm glad I was approached by Brian because I had a completely misinterpreted what a lug was. I didn't know that it was just a club. I thought it was just like semi-professional built, like people that got together that did stuff for Lego itself. I didn't have the complete understanding of what a lug was, so...
Yeah, we try and avoid the word professional as much as possible.
So if anybody out there is interested in joining I Lug New York, what could they do? Who could they contact?
Look for Brian.
In the Lego aisle.
Yeah,
not Toys R Us anymore, though,
yeah,
because
no,
moment
no.
of silence,
no,
Toys
no,
R Us.
Not Toys R Us.
No, he'll be loitering around at the Lego store in Roosevelt Field.
Right, or if you see an adult filling up a shopping cart of clearance Lego at Walmart, that's a good sign.
Or Target.
That's a good sign. But if you don't get lucky like that, we have a website, ilugny.org. And contact information there. And if you're not local, on the off chance that someone from a different state or something is listening to this podcast, like I said, Brickset, a lot of online communities actually have like regional lists of Lego groups.
There's
Lego itself
Lego
has a
has website
a,
has mm-hmm. a. Has a LAN Lego Ambassador Network,
and there
there's
seems
a map
to be a,
there with
yeah,
all
there
the
seems
lugs.
To be a lug in every state.
Cool. Well,
for the most part, it seems.
Oh yeah, usually multiple per state.
Yeah, but there's usually at least one.
It's the sort of thing where look it up. You might be surprised. I met someone in New Jersey at a fan convention in New Jersey, Lego fan convention.
Cool.
That just happened to live around the block from where I grew up.
Awesome.
Where are you from? Port Jefferson. We're in Port Jefferson. So that was a weird conversation, but you never know.
Yeah, we're always looking for more members. So
excellent. Well, once again, thank you for speaking with us. And it's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode. Thank you. It's time to close this chapter. I've turned the page. No, no good.